Mixed signals from Frankfurt, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Last week, Governor Beshear outlined his budget priorities for the Commonwealth. His proposal called for a 2.5% cut for universities on the one hand, while also supporting several construction projects here at UK. To help us sort out the impact that this would have on the university, we welcome Dr. Eli Capiluto back to the microphone. Thanks for taking time out from what I know is a very busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you. I always appreciate the time.
What's your reaction to the governor's proposals?
As I've said before, it's a mix of substantive challenges and potentially transformative opportunities. The governor's proposed a little over $7 million cut in our general fund appropriation. It would be flat the year after. He's made clear his priorities, some things he certainly couldn't avoid, increases in Medicaid expenses and our pension plan to meet those obligations, but clearly made P-12 education a priority. So that $7 million cut, however, really continues to erode our base of state support that is so critical, the $284 million that we get every year. If this is fully enacted, it will mean since 2008, we've absorbed nearly $60 million of annual cuts.
What would the impact of another general fund reduction, that 2.5%, be on UK?
Well, that $7 million, as I tell the legislators, is a critical base for us, which we use to leverage all the wonderful things you see around here. It is the first dollar we use for our faculty, our staff, our essential expenses from utilities to healthcare. And without that base, it is very difficult to do all the other things we do. Then in many ways, we have to be resourceful and to earn our way forward.
Why is it important for the state to invest in the University of Kentucky, in your mind?
You know, this morning, I woke early, opened the front page of the New York Times, and there are two feature articles that highlight contributions by the University of Kentucky. First, at the cellular level, we see discoveries. It was a RNA interruption that is able to control pests in a way that is less harmful than traditional means we've used in the past. This has great implications for food security across the country. Then I also see a commentary about President Obama's proposed promise zones. And again, our Ag Extension Service, economic development they could do in that region, innovative ways that they have boosted those economies, propped them up when they needed to be, is highlighted. Those stories, to me, recognized nationally, highlight the relevance of the University of Kentucky.
The good news in the governor's budget message was that he would support several new projects that are proposed for construction at UK. What would those mean for our campus?
Well, it takes talent and infrastructure to do what we do. And it's no hidden secret to anybody here that our facilities are tired. They don't lend themselves to the modern-day teaching and research we can do at the University of Kentucky. So the governor has proposed going in partnership with us, the state putting forward $35 million for the renovation and expansion of a law school, badly needed, and we would commit to raise $30 million privately. So again, not eroding into our operating budget, but giving us a new facility where modern learning can take place. Another $45 million would be used, hopefully, for a new research building. We could again combine that with philanthropy and build that modern space so we can keep the talented researchers we have. We can open the new frontiers of interdisciplinary research in a space that is imaginative. And we can recruit those pioneers, those people who are going to push the breakthroughs of the future.
I suppose it's maybe hard to conceive for those of us who've been out of school a long time, but the classroom today doesn't look anything like the classrooms that we're familiar with. And so this kind of investment is just absolutely essential if we're to attract the best and brightest students and the best and brightest faculty.
I'm very excited. I saw in the last week the plans for our new academic science building. Talking about those new classrooms, again, this is a $100 million project, $65 million of it funded by UK Athletics. We have to be resourceful, and it will contain that modern learning space that you're making reference to.
No film strip projectors, I suppose.
No.
When you hear talk of cuts on the one hand and construction on the other, it's easy to be confused about what all that means for UK. So what would you say to those who ask about these issues?
You know, it's similar to our family budget in a way. You have those daily operating expenses, and the governor for us proposes a reduction, and we use that to pay for the salaries and programs that facilitate teaching and instruction on campus, along with the programs the legislature specifically charges us with doing, like extension work in all 120 counties. Those are daily operations. Those expenses go on year after year. We look for creative ways to do that work most efficiently. The other part of our budget is more of a long-term mortgage, and we have debt capacity. We study this carefully. Our board reviews it. We have debt that comes off our books, but you periodically have to make investments in your facilities, just as if you bought a home and you're going to pay that off over 20 or 30 years. We need both of those kinds of investments and expenditures to succeed.
Where does the process go from here? What's next for you and what's next in Frankfort?
Well, it's a four-month marathon in reality. We got to get to April. A lot will be happening between now and then. I am grateful for our faculty and students for the work they do day to day and our staff because they allow me to be an effective advocate in Frankfort along with a chorus of others. So we will make our case. The House and the Senate, I think, is going to consider carefully what the governor has proposed. We hope that there'll be consideration, reconsideration, especially on the operating side.
And I hope you'll come back and give us some updates before April.
I hope I come back with good news before April.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Eli Capiluto, president of the University of Kentucky. Our complete UK Perspectives interview can be found at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.